In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, which is also known as Good Shepherd Sunday. On this day, you reflect upon Jesus as our good shepherd, the shepherd who loves us so much that he is willing to lay down his life for us. The image of Jesus as the good shepherd is an ancient one. Some of the oldest depictions of Jesus in early Christian art show him as the good shepherd. One common image shows Jesus as a young shepherd carrying a lamb over his shoulder. This image appears in the Roman catacombs as well as in the ancient baptism. And as the cover of our bulletin says, you may have noticed coming in, that we have this exact image of the Great Shepherd right there in consideration. It's over there, just to the right of the organ. So I invite you, before you leave today, to check out the Good Shepherd with the Lamb over there. Now, I'm always quite moved whenever I hear today's gospel passage. In the reading, Jesus makes a distinction between himself and the hired hand. The hired hand only cares about the thief because he is paid. But unlike the hired hand, who runs away at the first sign of danger, the good shepherd is willing to lay down his own life for his sheep. This is, of course, a reference to the crucifixion during which Jesus was tortured and executed on the cross so that we could have eternal life. Even though Jesus was of one substance with God the Father Almighty, Jesus willingly emptied himself of that power on the cross. Jesus took on death so that we could have eternal life. So why is the good shepherd willing to sacrifice himself for his flock? Well, in his gospel reading, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. I know my own, and my own know me." In other words, Jesus is willing to lay down his life because he knows us, and we know him. Jesus isn't just talking about some kind of abstract, intellectualized knowledge. Rather, Jesus is talking about the kind of intimate and deep knowledge that can only be attained through a loving and caring relationship. You know, I think of the tender relationship described in today's psalm, Psalm 23, in which the psalmist speaks of the shepherd who leads him beside still waters and protect him from danger. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the psalmist says, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. A loving and caring relationship indeed. Many of you know that Michael and I have a dog who we love very much. Her name is Karka. She's a Bichon Frise, a white fluffy dog, and we've had her ever since she was only a few months old. It's hard to believe, but Sasha is now 14, which is pretty old in the dog world. If you multiply 14 by 7, you get 98. Sasha is definitely showing her age. She's developed cataracts, and so she'll actually bump into things from time to time, especially when it's long. She doesn't hear very well anymore. Now, Sasha uses the bark fiercely at the first sign of any noise outside her front door. The nurse doesn't even hear the door opening unless she's right next to it. And she sleeps a lot, especially since she gets pretty tired after her walk. But Sasha still has her sense of smell, And that's how she rose up. Whenever we come home, she'll walk slowly towards us and sniff our shoes and our pants. And we can tell the exact moment when she recognizes us. Like a puppy, her tail starts wagging quickly, and she starts to move and jump with excitement. Just as the good shepherd's flock knows him, treasure knows us. We have, after all, been packed together for over 14 years. So how do we become a part of the good shepherd's flock? How do we come to know Jesus in the same way that the good shepherd's flock knows him? Or how Joshua instinctively knows Michael and me? It's baptism. The sacrament of holy baptism is much more than just a ceremony, a nice social event, or even a family tradition. Rather, baptism is an outward sign of the inward grace that welcomes us into Jesus' flock and makes us members of the body of Christ. But baptism is even more than just the rite of initiation. Baptism is forever. In the words of the baptismal rite, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism, and you are marked as Christ's own forever. You are marked as Christ's own forever. Once you are baptized, the indelible bond created between you and Jesus Christ, as well as with the wider family that is the body of Christ. Once you are baptized, that relationship can never be taken away from you. And once you are baptized, you come to know the good shepherd in the same way in which he knows you. In a few moments, we will renew our baptismal vows, and we will bear witness to the baptism of Luther, Newton, and the Stellar Wall. As you all promised to support Luther in his life in Christ, I invite you to reflect upon your own baptism and how you have come to know Jesus the Good Shepherd in your own life. Let us present today for the gift of baptism and for the grace of the Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd, Jesus said. I know my own, and my own know me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And I invite the Baptist whole party to come forward. Beloved in the Lord, we have come together in the presence of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, to witness the sacrament of holy baptism, by which this person is to be made a member of Christ's body, the Church. By the working of the holy sacrament, ordained by Christ himself, this person will die and be raised to newness of life, to see the fullness of God's grace, that he may faithfully serve him all the days of his life. The candidate for holy baptism will now be presented.
I present the Holy Baptist and the Holy Spirit to the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and love?
I will, with thy help.
Will you, by your prayer and witness, help this child grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with thy help.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world that corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that drive you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in His grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord?
I do.
Now the congregation may stand. Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support this person in his life in hell? Let us join with him who is committing himself to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the
Will you continue in the Apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayer?
I will.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, God.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in the flesh?
I will, God.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, God.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, God.
Let us now pray for this person who is to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist. Deliver him, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open his heart to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Show your holy life, gift, and spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep him in the faith and beauty of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach him to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send him into the world and witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Take him to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection, and look for him to come again in glory, to live and reign now and forever.
Amen.